Welcome to the Career Change Podcast, where you'll discover the frank and practical advice and resources that are already proven to work in the real world when it comes to changing careers or figuring out what business is right for you when you are a smart but likely also stuck, overwhelmed or overthinking person in your mid-30s, your 40s, your mid-50s. I'm your host, Ricky Hansen, a career change advisor, entrepreneur and former corporate HR professional with over 15 years experience of helping thousands of people just like you identify or create careers or businesses that are both meaningful and future-proof. Welcome home. Hey, it's Ricky here, and welcome to episode 17 of the Career Change Podcast. Let's talk about retraining, especially for professionals over 35. Please allow me in this episode to challenge any outdated and maybe even damaging assumptions or beliefs that you might have right now about retraining at your age. Because what I know from 15 years of experience in the field of career change entrepreneurship is that those beliefs or assumptions are probably likely what's keeping you stuck right now. This episode is especially for you if you are worried about or you take for granted that you are having to go back to university and get another degree and or spend a very long time re-qualifying or retraining without working and earning in order to be able to make a career change or to start your own business. Because if that's what you currently believe, then what that likely means is that you are still stuck in that profession or that job that you know you've outgrown, that you no longer have an interest in, because you're worried about not being, in quotation marks here, qualified for anything else. And you're likely also worried because you're not 25 any longer, TikTok, and you can't just drop everything, likely, and go back to study full time. So if that sounds familiar, all of those kind of worries, if they sound familiar, and if that's what you likely believe right now, then please listen carefully to this entire episode. Listen with an open mind. Be willing to change your mind, because I promise you, you don't have to stay stuck there. You have way more options than you currently believe, my dear listener. I see you. You're not alone in thinking this. Let me read out loud to you the kind of email question that I get a lot for my newsletter subscribers over at thecareerchangepodcast.com. If you're new to this podcast, a lot of the questions I talk about in this podcast, they're based on the most frequently asked questions for my subscribers over at thecareerchangepodcast.com. So make sure you go over there and you subscribe. So here's the classic kind of email I get. Hi, Ricky. My number one biggest issue holding me back from making a change is worrying that I don't have the degree or qualifications in any other field than the one I'm currently in. I'm a lawyer. That could be a lot of other professions in there. So insert your own if that's you. So what else could I possibly do? And the email got on to say, I spend so much money and so much time on my degree, and I have invested years of my life working my way up and burning myself out in my current field. So I feel trapped into thinking that I have to keep using it. I also don't really know what else I could do instead or what I even want. I just know that after 15 years of doing this, I'm hitting 40 next month. I really cannot imagine continue doing it even for another couple of years. I'm not even sure I can hack it for even one more year. I just don't like it anymore, and I'm feeling anxious and burned out. Please help. I would love for you to address this issue on your podcast. Does any of that sound familiar? I hear this a lot. So let's talk about it. That's because, you know, I hear this a lot because a lot of my podcast listeners and a lot of my clients over the last 15 years who've gone through my career change programs, they're over 35, and many of them, probably like yourself, they come from regulated professions where they've already spent a lot of time and money qualifying for and working in. So even though they no longer enjoy it, they feel stuck and torn because there is this sunk cost of having spent so many years qualifying and working their way up the money ladder that they now worry about throwing all that away and having to start again from scratch, go through all of that again for something else. Does that sound familiar? So the question really is, do you really need to retrain completely? Do you really have to go back to university or spend an enormous amount of time gaining lengthy qualifications before you can change careers or start a business? Let me be really frank with you. The short answer is, it depends, but don't take for granted that you have to. There's probably a bigger chance that you probably don't have to go back to university, and there's a bigger chance that you don't have to spend massive, lengthy time gaining qualifications, especially not in the way that you probably currently imagine or fear. Unless you insist on entering, you know, in the full-time employee route into the new work environment. And that new work environment, it requires a lot of specialist knowledge to get started, or it's an area that's highly regulated and where you'd want the person to have, where you'd want to have qualifications and training, like if you're going to be a heart surgeon or a criminal defense lawyer. Or of course also, if you truly want to retrain and you decide to, okay? So don't take for granted that you have to. You likely don't have to. On the other hand, what changing careers or what starting a new business it does take. And this is the most empowering reframe I want to share with you in this episode. What it does take is for you to become a lifelong learner who continues to learn on an ongoing, as-needed basis. What the most successful new entrepreneurs and career changers in this new world of work, they do have in common, because I work with them every day, is that they're lifelong, active learners who love learning, who keep learning, who want to learn. So my friend, if you want to crack this nut, then fall in love with learning and look at it as asset building, with assets you actually have an interest in and that you find meaningful. But what those successful new entrepreneurs and career changers, they don't do, they don't tend to hang out in 3-year university degrees away from the world of work and entrepreneurship. Instead, they work, earn, and learn at the same time, most of the time. So that's really the attitude that matters most here, that you're willing to become a lifelong learner, right? You get to learn versus have to. Because here's what is rapidly changing in this new world of work. It's, you know, we used to front load our careers with degrees and then use that skill, that knowledge we learned for many years without having to worry about topping up. But we are now increasingly living, you know, it was even like that, but probably back when you first went to university, if you are, you know, 35 to 55, especially if you're Gen X. But now what's really changed is that we are increasingly living in a world where many skills and a lot of the knowledge that's being taught within degree programs, it's quickly becoming irrelevant or even out of date within just 5 to 10 years. You know, the lifetime value of a skill is decreasing by the minute. So the way that the world of education, of training is now changing is that what is needed now is much shorter, ongoing, continuous learning, relearning, upskilling, research, reskilling, and just-in-time learning and real-life application on a lifelong basis, right? And most importantly, relevant training with an ongoing connection between learning and real-life application, the world of work, you know, staying in the world of work whilst learning. Staying in the world of entrepreneurship, of work whilst learning. And here is what I recommend the most. It is learning that has immediate application to ensure relevancy. And so you can create a track record of experience, results, and a new reputation and network whilst you're learning. That is not what happens when people, they hang out in old school style ivory tower for 3 years whilst not earning and then coming out at the end with no real life work experience, no results, no network, no reputation, no relevance anyway. Okay, so that's really what is changing, and I want you to reframe that for yourself, especially in this new world of work where the lifetime value and relevance of many skills are diminishing by the minute. Now, as a career change advisor and as an entrepreneur, Over the last 15 years, I have advised thousands of aspiring career changers and entrepreneurs in transition. So what I can tell you is that for those people that I personally work with, and for those who did decide to go ahead and commit to making their transition a reality, the majority of them did not have to stop working, did not have to stop earning to go back to university or do a lengthy amount of retraining or obtain extensive qualifications before they even got started. And that's increasingly more and more becoming the norm, that that is not a necessity. So maybe it's time for you to reframe how this really works. But the reason why they did not have to do that was because, amongst other things that I teach, is that they followed the three tips I'm now going to share with you now so you can get started too. Because getting started is what's so important. Now, in case you're new to me and you're not familiar with how I work and what I teach, this advice will be most helpful for you if you are open-minded and you're willing to start out by initially becoming a freelancer or a portfolio careerist or contracting or starting your own company, as opposed to insisting on going old school straight from one traditional full-time job in one profession into another, because that's not really how career change works anymore, all right? And of course, there are also other elements that are key, like reputation and network building in a new field, but we can cover that at another time. With that being said, here are the three proven tips for fast-tracking your transition. Number one, question your assumption about how career change really works in this new world of work. Question your assumptions about having to go back to university and having to worry about full-time lengthy retraining. Most importantly, don't rush into retraining and don't take for granted that retraining is the only way to change or that it is even a requirement. The way to figure that one out is to, first of all, get really clear on what it is you want to do instead before you even start worrying and assuming, because that's a lot of times the real issue. You don't even know what you're worrying about, right? Poking at you here. So first, get really clear about what it is you really want to do instead. What is that career or that business you really want to get into next? And then at that stage, do your research to make sure you really understand what's required. And not just a classic quick check on the internet. Rather, get curious about this. What are the alternative and different ways that people over a certain age might have entered that line of work, that business area, that new fields? What are the workarounds? What are the exceptions? What are the outliers? Who are the people you need to know? Who do you need to become friends with? What's the reputation you need to start building? What is it you want to become known for now? That is so important. What is it that's valued in that new field? What is the currency? Don't take for granted that the currency is a degree in it. All right, let me get my high horse for a little bit here. Because I know that a lot of people, they have this vague idea about what they want. Then you do this lazy, half-assed assessment. Oh no, but that's probably not going to work. And then they use that as an excuse as to why they can't go there. You know, most people spend way longer planning a holiday, remember those times, than they actually do figuring out what it is they want to do next. Please don't be one of those. I hope you listening to this episode and this podcast indicates that you don't want to do that. All right. So here's the interesting thing, and this might apply to you. So listen carefully. The question I read out aloud to you, right, about, you know, worrying about having to retrain, not feeling qualified for anything, coming from a highly regulated environment. First of all, I only tend to get this question from people who haven't allowed themselves yet to explore other options, i.e. you haven't yet undertaken a proper exploration of what your best career change or business options they really are. You haven't yet invested time or money in it. So you likely only know what you don't want and what you don't like and that you definitely don't want to train in that any further. You're likely also exhausted. You're burnt out. That means you feel like you have no energy left to retrain. Does that sound familiar? So it's easy to just totally jump to conclusion, thinking, oh, but I'm too exhausted to retrain for anything, taking for granted that you have to retrain in the first place, all right? But don't confuse exhaustion with lack of options. And don't take for granted that you even have to retrain. And most importantly, my friend, don't allow your exhaustion and your assumptions to keep you stuck in a place where you are not happy, right? Get clear on the what first and the how will become obvious. Secondly, I also only really tend to get this question from people who are currently working in that job or that profession and they're not happy in highly regulated professions that values qualifications and often from certain schools. Warning, you might right now be coming from a profession that's highly regulated, where there's a lot of specialist knowledge needed and where that's how you judge each other really snobbily. And that might mean that you are right now taking for granted, i.e. making the assumptions that it's likely also like that everywhere else you might be going to go next. But that is not the case. I see so many people from regulated professions just thinking, oh, but if I want to change, I'm going to have to retrain or do a conversion degree or spend all this time and effort and I can't work at the same time. I can't do this, blah, blah, blah. Stop it. I call this the price of entry fallacy. You know, I like making up words. Let's call this one the price of entry fallacy. Stop it. Right now, you're likely worrying way too early and you might be making way too many assumptions. Instead, do your homework first. Nail down what you really want to do and then look at all the different ways in, especially the more recent ones. You know, how is the field changing? What are the unique points in? And also, what are the business opportunities that you uniquely could offer? Starting your own business, combining skills, offering things. It is so important that you think creatively about this. Don't you ever take for granted that you always have to retrain the old school way. I can tell you from having worked with so many people over the last 15 years, and this is increasingly more becoming the case, where there is the will, there is a generally another way, unless you want to be a plastic surgeon or anything that's highly regulated or that requires a lot of specialist knowledge up front. Or, of course, if you choose to and you want to, but then view it as an investment versus something you have to. All right? Number two, and this is where age is wonderful. Number two, don't underestimate the skills and the results track record you already have. You likely have everything you need to at least get started, as long as you make your past relevant in the light of the future. All right, what's valued in this new world of work is the ability to get results, to achieve, to create value, to problem solve, to actually really help people go from a before and an after, to help with transformation. So that is the gift of age, my friend. If you're listening to the Career Change Podcast, you're likely in the 35 to 55 age category or on either side. So what that indicates to me, you've already spent years working. You're already amazing, my friend. You already have a phenomenal skill set. That's the advantage of age. You never, if you play this right, you never have to start from scratch. You already have career assets that are recognized and valued. Here's what I noticed with many of the clients that I've advised. Most of those who have helped change careers or start their own business, they rarely did something they'd never done before in some capacity. We identified a skill set combo, personality trait, result, track record, personal experience that they could use to build on as a foundation and then really turn up the volume on and, of course, add other things in order to make that transition, whether that was into a business or into a career change series of jobs. And that's what I really want you to think about. You've likely been 10, 15, 20 years plus in the workforce, which means you already have a whole host of skills, abilities, and a track record of results and problem solving that are truly unique to you, right? Even if you don't like what you do right now, you need to pull that apart to identify the individual skills and all the stuff that you've got. Because guess what's valued in this new world of work? Like I said before, it's a proven ability to get things done, get resolved, provide transformations, solidity, and that's where age and advantage. You know, the issue I see with a lot of people over 35 when they sort of consider a career change or consider starting their own business, they focus so much of their energy and their worries of what they don't have and what they lack. So that inside of my program, for example, Your Career Change Map, I literally start out by helping people assess, well, what do they already have that they can build on? Because there is always something that you're already bloody good at, that you already have results in, that's indicating that you can use that as a foundation. And of course, then add loads of other things. But that's really the mindset. Get away from your lack and look at what you already have. By the way, if you want more information about my career change programs, just come over to thecareerchangepodcast.com. But remember, the biggest other issue also see with people, not only do they identify things to build on, they also have to remember that they need to really showcase, talk about, rave about, and then translate these skills, these career assets into a language that's going to make sense to where they're going next, into a language that's used in that new arena, that new field. And that's where so many people fall down. They somehow leave it to others to figure out. And I see this so much. You look at people's CV, their resume. By the way, did you know that I used to work in HR? So you look at people's CV, their resume, or their About Me page on their company website. And it just feels like one big confession chair approach where they're literally blow by blow chronologically listed what they've done in the language of the old profession they were in or the old kind of work world they were in. They tell you exactly what they've done, whether it's relevant or not, and what it was called in the language of the profession they used to be in, right? With no description or no relevancy to where they want to go next. And without thinking about, okay, what's going to be in this for the person who's going to hire me or buy from me, right? You need to think about what's in it for them. Don't be that person who's lazy with the translation work. Take charge, own brand you. Own business you. Use the language that makes sense in the light of the future. Don't be a confession chair style rehash of your past, okay? Whatever profession you want to go into, whatever job you want to move into, whatever business you want to start next, make sure you identify, explore, and use that language to describe what you've already done. Use the language that makes sense in the light of the future. Whatever it is that's really required in the line of work you want to go into next, in that job, in that business you want to create, use that language that you use in that field to describe what you've done. And also just don't think that you're only allowed to talk about the things that you've done within your job description, right? What about all of those things you always end up doing in your jobs that aren't in your job descriptions? All of those other great things that you're really bloody good at and you can't help referring to and using. Those are your unique skills. Tell your new clients about them. Tell your new employer about them. It's really up to you to do that translation piece. So own it. Commit to becoming known for and as your new thing. And remember, you likely already have everything you need to at least get started. Again, the currency in this new world of work, in any field you're going into, I want to know, can you already solve problems? Where have you already had results? That don't underestimate the value of having a track record of that, but make sure you speak and use a language that the person you're trying to sell to, they will understand. All right, number three. Get clear on what you want and then get started and then learn as you earn. Start test driving your new field as soon as you can. And then whatever learning needs to happen, be a working learner, be an earning learner. And if needed and where possible, what most tends to happen is that people will then seek out short-term, highly targeted learning that they can apply right away. And it's often going to be online. That's what I've definitely noted my clients, right? It's likely going to be ongoing and it's going to be topping up as needed. And that's really the life, the mindset I want you to get into. Fall in love with learning. Become a lifelong ongoing learner. Forget about this old last century ivory tower student mentality. Get clear on what you want, get started, and then look at what highly targeted training you need to do, if at all, and then do that as you go along. One of the trends that has been happening, especially over the last 5 to 10 years, and that's really been sped up by COVID-19, almost by a decade, is how much learning has moved online, has become flexible. And this is not just old school universities. It's also, there's also a variety of both new and established institutions that are now offering the most up-to-date, flexible hour, short-term, highly concrete training programs, and not just degrees. Get out of that degree mindset, but rather short-term programs where you can earn really concrete skills, where they also often have direct links to the workplace too. And this is not just for children or 25-year-olds. You know, governments are increasingly becoming aware of how much this new world of work is changing in terms of people. We're all going to have to reskill, upskill, retrain, continually train on an ongoing basis. So what that means, that is and will work to your advantage. So really educate yourself as to how the world, no pun intended, as to how the whole world of training and education is changing. Challenge your assumption. Because the fact is that if it really is the right thing for you, the right business, the right career, then you're going to want to learn more about it anyway, right? And that's also a really good litmus test. You're going to have a real hunger for wanting to learn. But the thing is, learn as you earn. You know, keep a paying job, get started, then do it on the side if you're going to have to learn, okay? Whether it's online, in your spare time, whatever it is. And like I've said before, it likely won't have to be a full-time degree. So stop assuming. Get started on the side with your new thing. And even if, let's say, worst case scenario, you do have to do some kind of retraining degree, you can choose to do it online, part-time, and using your current profession as a cash cow to keep having money coming in. And at the same time, you can start establishing that new client group, that track record, alongside both working and earning and learning. There are so many ways to get what you want and to see learning as an investment in creating more assets that you actually do want. Okay? So, recap. Number one, question your assumptions about career change, how career change really works after 35 in this new world of work. Question your assumptions about having to go back to university or about full-time lengthy retraining in some kind of ivory tower. Don't rush into retraining and don't take for granted that retraining is the only way to change or that it's even required. Like I've noticed, that is definitely not had to be the case for the majority of my clients. Number two, don't underestimate the skills and the results track record you already have. Age is a gift. You likely already have everything you need to at least get started as long as you make your past relevant in the light of the future. And number three, get clear on what you want, then get started and then learn as you earn, as needed, right? Now, if your issue is that right now you're not crystal clear on what you want and you want help figuring out what your best career change or business options are, then do come over to thecareerchangepodcast.com and inquire about my online career change program, Your Career Change Map. But here is my biggest recommendation to anyone who wants to change careers or start a business when it comes to this retraining question. Commit upfront to becoming a lifelong learner who actually truly enjoys and craves knowing the subjects and the skills they're investing the time and money in learning. Because here is the kicker, my friend. Even if you stay stuck in the career you don't enjoy that you might even hate and where you no longer have an interest in the subject, you are still going to have to be forced by outside circumstances, because your industry will be changing too. You're going to be forced to train a lot more over the coming years, which is likely not going to be very enjoyable if you don't enjoy your field, and you're going to feel like it's a waste of time. So why not take this opportunity to choose a subject and a field of work you actually truly care about, so that no matter how much time or money you're going to have to invest in training and in learning more, you're going to see that as a true investment in the joy you will feel in the work that you do on a day-to-day basis and how excited you are about the future of what you do. All right, so question your assumptions, my friend. You have many more options than you could even imagine. sending you a big hug, and I'll see you over at thecareerchangepodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening.